Om Shanti. Good morning. Good morning. How many of you have arrived for the first time to Madhavan? First time. Okay, and brothers, you been before? Okay, good. Coming to Madhavan is a very big opportunity. It's a very, very big chance. The opportunity where Baba gives us to bring in a big change within ourselves. Many times we make many promises. From today onwards, maybe from the 1st of January, from 1st of next month, I will be this. I do this or I don't do this. But as we move on, many times we forget our promises. We come back to square. And second thing, we make promises, we want to keep them up, but more we are determined, more opposition we have to encounter. And many a times what happens in the struggle, we want to let go the promise. We have a choice. Either we let go the promise or we let go the obstacle. But if I'm weak, if I'm not so strong, then I tend to, though I don't want to, but I tend to let go the promise. Because then I have all the reasons why I can't let go the promise. You see, I can justify myself as to why I can't let go the promise. It's because after all, Baba is my father. Baba is my beloved. Baba is my friend. So definitely, it's okay. So I try to pacify myself and I let go because I have no strength to really face that situation and cross it. We all have to cross a path where there are certain obstacles and we have to cross them. All of us. Call it examination, call it a test, call it a question paper, whatever you want to call it, obstacle. We all have to cross it at any point. But when I have no strength, I let go the promise. So Baba says, it's okay. Another chance. That's fine, child. Take another chance. So every time I come to Madhavan, it's a chance for me to reinforce, reconstruct myself. I fill myself so much because coming to Madhavan means, in a way, liberating myself from all rest of businesses. When you're back home or in the center, you have so many tasks to do. Each one is a multitasking person. You have to go out, work, job, come home, work, cook, clean, course, outside, meeting. There's so many other things. But coming to Madhavan is liberating yourself from all that So it's a big, big chance. Baba liberates us. He gives us time. Many also come to Madhuban with, you know, they take leave with payment. Your job, whoever the boss, there are many bosses, very good, very cooperative. They say you take 2 weeks leave, but it's okay, you will be still paid. So that's a big thing. And some have to come to Madhuban, loss of pay. Yeah, but still we all come to Madhuban, it's a very good thing. So, but we'll be liberated, we'll be free from rest of things. So it's just only task I have here is I and Baba, nothing else around me. Who comes, who goes, who is not there, who is there, what doesn't do, it's just none of my business. I am here, Baba has brought me here to go through a process of bringing in that big change, creating those unforgettable memories. And many a times, the nice memories that we have created here, and if I go back, I cherish them, that gives energy, a lot of energy. And so, there are few things where we need to take care of. It is a good holiday. Baba says, Madhuban is your home. Welcome home. Baba's home is your home. So when we say home, both physically and mentally, you'll be recharged and refreshed. Your mind is taken care. Your body is taken care. Your soul is taken care. Spiritually, psychologically and physically, you're very much taken care of. But I need to be with the process. You see? And there is a special team Baba has created where they think for us what is best for us, what topics could be best. You know, how... Like a Brahman is a very, very special soul. Because to get rid of, or if I have to use the right word, to renounce all that worldly things and to become a Brahman in itself is a very, very big thing. But when I have taken that life, it's very important for me to enjoy the life that I've chosen. Is there any time in your life where you have regretted? Why did I come to Baba? My life was very good, you see. I was very happy. I was enjoying my life. Parties, friends, movies, going out, picnics. Oh my God, my life was full of joy. And I came to Gyan, I came to knowledge. Nothing. Everything is white. Black and white. My life has turned into black and white movie. It was colorful movie, and colorful has turned into black and white. And it was, you know, I believe in, I have never seen, but I've definitely heard in 1960s or maybe before 1960s, there were films when no talking. You know, movie films, movie in the sense, just movements, no talking, silent pictures. And it used to be black and white, no color. So my life is like no talking, movie, silent, and black and white. No gossiping, no talking, other things. Have you ever regretted being Baba's child? Hand up. You regret being Baba's child? Little? Oh, see, I know that. And haven't coming, have after I have come to Baba, now I am in a dilemma, whether to go back, whether to stay here, what to do. I can't leave because I have really experienced a lot of love. And I know the truth now. And after having known the truth, I can't leave, I can't stay. Oof. You know when somebody wants to throw out, and if it's stuck here, that's a big torture. If you throw out, you feel very released. Or if you don't have that nausea sensation, it's good. But that sensation is very, very troublesome. So many times we are stuck, we feel we are stuck. I can't go, I can't stay. Oh my God, I don't know why Baba caught me. Regret, brothers, you regret? At times come. See? Oh-ho. You're caught up there, you're caught up here. Why have you caught up? It's because we are not taking the complete benefit of Brahman life. The joy, the happiness, the amount of joy, happiness and freedom we have in this life is never ever found outside. No matter people who could love you so much, adore you, who can give their life to you, no joy. You have varieties of things around there, people around you. The real joy where you have to experience from within, you can't find. 2 hours party, 2 hours people around you. What's after 2 hours? You feel you're back to loneliness. You see? But the life that God has given us, it is a very big, 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 big fortune that among millions God has just picked me up. I'm sure He's very wise. He's not, you know, silly, or He's not senseless to choose me among millions. There is something very, 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 very special in me that nobody else has it. And God picked that special thing. Maybe I'm not aware myself. Why me after all people in the world? Whole of Russia, you. Whole of Germany, you. Whole of Sri Lanka, you. Why? You see? There is something that God can use. Used to bring in transformation in the world. So I need to recognize that special thing that I have inborn, inbuilt. I haven't developed it, but it's there with me already. I'm born with it. I've been having it all through, birth after birth. And nobody recognized it, but He did. I might look very ordinary, you see? My pockets may be empty. I may be not so very clever as well, but that's fine. You know something? Don't tell anyone, it's a secret, okay? It's a top secret. Those who are very, very, very clever use a lot of their brains, in fact cannot meditate. If I have less, I can meditate well, because I don't have to use my brains in meditation. All that I need to use is my heart. You see? If you're using your brain too much, you can't meditate. You don't need. God doesn't need your brains. He needs pure heart. So there is a very special thing that God has recognized and He wants us. You know something? In life, when you feel you're wanted, that's the best life you can ever have. The moment you feel I'm not needed, then you tend to feel like, What am I doing? Why am I living at all? What's my life for? Nobody needs me. Nobody wants me. I'm not wanted. I'm not needed. But God needs me. He wants me. And He has picked me from out of millions. Isn't that special? Yeah? Yes? No? Yes? No? See, you're not happy. Still, somewhere in the corner of your heart, you feel, but still I'm caught, you see. But the feeling of being caught is only because I'm not enjoying my life. I'm not content. The biggest thing, either, especially in Brahman life or even in Laukic life, is the feeling of being content, feeling of being satisfied, the being filled inside. That feeling is only possible when I'm taking from Baba. My mind is with human things, then I can't take from Baba. And if I'm not able to take from Baba, I don't feel I'm filled. So every time I sit in meditation, means I'm taking, I'm taking, I'm taking, I'm receiving. You see? Love from God, peace, happiness, joy, power. More and more I'm taking from God, I'm happy. I'm not taking, but I'm giving. I'm doing service, I'm doing this, so I'm giving away. And I'm not charging myself, I'm not filling myself. There's no refill. And so I feel empty again, back to square. And then the question I feel is, what am I doing here? I was happy there. Because there, I was happy outwardly. I wasn't happy inside. It was external, dependent happiness. But Baba makes us very independent, to be happy always, in all circumstances, in all situations. No matter who is around me, but I can still be happy. Or even if nobody around me, I can still be happy. That type of independency, you know, Baba makes us so independent. We get that independency here. So the first thing is, I need to enjoy everything that's happening in Madhuban. Is an experience, it's a journey. Coming to Madhuban is a journey, and every bit of the journey is an experience. There is something that I need to learn, there is something that I need to teach. It's both, it's both. Many times it apparently seems to be very odd, not very pleasant, but being God's child, I need to see what's that I need to learn from this odd, unpleasant happening. It may appear to be unpleasant, but what's back behind that scene? What's the pleasant thing behind it? You see? Every time we take medicine, it's not pleasant, isn't it? It's bitter. But when I take the medicine, it's going to cure something. So what is it going to cure? So the situations, circumstances, or whatever is happening may appear very unpleasant, but that is the medicine to cure something in me. Something that I need to learn. And that is a very, very important lesson for me to move forward. Yeah? So as long as I'm in Madhuban, it's a bhakti in itself. You're eating, you're talking to people, you're enjoying going up the rock. You see, you're meeting your friends, but it's all the part of the bhakti. Bhakti doesn't mean, the spiritual pilgrimage doesn't mean, I need to be, you know, very serious, not smiling, put up a face of being so, you know, something, and sit in a corner, not talking to anybody. That isn't really. The awareness, the consciousness I carry with me all the time is the pilgrimage. Remember, Baba says it's your spiritual pilgrimage, the pilgrimage of your mind, of the soul. It's internal. It's not what I do outside. I may be talking, I may be laughing, I'm eating, I'm enjoying every bit. But that's a part of the journey. That's a part of the pilgrimage. Because I'm holding on back behind my awareness, the consciousness behind, the memory behind, the thought behind all this is how much I can fill myself. How maximum can I enjoy? The maximum happiness I can fill my heart, my soul, so that I can go back and share. And definitely when someone is happy, how is the face? You don't have to make an effort to smile. But smile becomes natural, and that's the best beauty. I don't have to smile consciously at someone, but that's so natural because I'm happy. I'm happy. Because happiness has a lot of strength to overcome an obstacle. The moment we are depressed, sad, unhappy, I could say 50 to 75% of the strength is gone. Then with little strength, how will I be able to overcome an obstacle? Because I've lost that inner strength, the sap. Happiness and love is the sap of every soul. You know, sap of the tree? If I'm not experiencing love from God, I'm not taking that happiness, super sensuous. It's not the sensual happiness, but straight into the soul, into the being. Then I'll not be able to really face the situation. Then situations or circumstances or obstacles become a game for me. I would look forward for any such things to come because I'm ready to face. When I know to solve a problem, I want to have a problem because I know how to solve. If I don't know the tables, I can't solve mathematical problem. There are many formulae. I don't know which formula is for, you know, a particular problem. Then I would always make a mistakes in mathematical, you know, problems. And same thing goes in life. When I don't have that inner strength, inner stability, inner satisfaction, happiness and Baba's love in my heart filled, and even little things seems to be a problem. Even no problem seems to be a problem. You see? Because basic thing is I'm not happy, I'm not satisfied in my life. If someone smiles at you, it's a problem. Someone doesn't smile at you is also a problem. Someone talks to you is a problem. Someone doesn't talk is also a problem. Someone say Om Shanti, you say, why did he say Om Shanti to me? If somebody doesn't say, why he did not say Om Shanti? So everything seems to be a problem. Because I am in that state of lot of expectation. Unsatisfied mind means complaints. You see? Why do I have complaints in my life? Because I'm not happy. There's no satisfaction. The sense of contentment is not there within my being. And so I keep complaining. Everything is complaining. If you have nothing to complain, then my own mind, my life itself is a complaint for me. I don't like myself. I don't like the way I think. I don't like the way I behave. I know I'm not happy with myself. So that's a problem again. So being in Madhuban, we all have this best opportunity to reflect. It's like re-engineering myself. Self-re-engineering. Sit back and to really see every bit and piece within and to put all of them right. And why is that? I believe our feelings play a very, very important role in our life, because throughout my life, all the time I carry my feelings, events, situations, people might come and go, will vanish away. After some time you wouldn't even remember what was the issue, what was the problem really happened. You would forget even the situation. But you still carry the feeling with you. After some time you don't even know the reason why you feel this way. But the feeling stays. So it's very important for me to heal those feelings of hurt, feelings of pain, feelings of bitterness, feeling of boredom, monotonous. Baba talks the same Murli all the time, same Raja Yoga meditation, every day 4 o'clock, same meals, no change. Monotonous. Because the moment I'm not happy, like, the creativity finishes. I don't know how to make my life colorful. Create new things. The newness finishes. So then I begin to feel stale, everything, same old. So where is my creativity? You see? If I have no creativity, then I can't focus. There's no clarity as well. Because if I have clarity, if I'm able to really focus well, concentrate, clarity, I will also have that creativity within myself. Now it's all of these things are hidden. I do have them, but at somewhere, I don't know where, I've missed the link. Maybe I lost the interest, I lost that, whatever you call it as, a thrill. So things become very stale and monotonous and I have to drag myself, pull myself. I don't jump up like a spring up every time, bubbling in happiness. But that finishes because everything is so monotonous. So it's very important for me to change those feelings. So this is the best time when I come here, when I have nothing else around me to do. I can go within myself and check my feelings to see, why do I still carry those feelings? Why those feelings are still continuing in me? There's nobody else in the world who found God. You know, we've been sustained by God. Every day He's giving us blessings and toli, drishti, but His support, His care, His love. But why still I carry these feelings? If you go and tell it outside in the world, I found God, people would say, what? Where did you find? Where? Because if I have this face and say, I found God, they would think, is everything okay with you? Your face doesn't say what you speak. And so, people wouldn't really believe. Because God is something beyond. And if I have found that thing, and I'm not still happy, I'm still not happy with that, there is nothing greater than that. We have found the ultimate. So isn't it a question that I need to ask myself, in spite of finding the ultimate, what keeps me away from what I want to achieve? So this is a very, very nice time that I need to reflect, sit with myself and talk to myself, ask myself several questions. Each one of us are best psychologists. I know my mind, my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions. Why do I carry these emotions? Why do I think this way? You wouldn't know. I would know what you think. You would know what I think. But each of us do know. If we don't, it's better we sit down and know. Know our own world within our being. And check them out. So maybe you can sit in the garden, sit in meditation, sit outside, wherever, and try to find out the answers myself. Of course, early, every time, every day, Baba gives answers to all the questions I have. But many times, we are leading very, very superficial Brahman life, that I feel I have no questions. What is that I need to ask myself? There are several questions I need to ask myself. And Baba do give answers to these questions, but I need to resolve them. Just not try and put under the carpet and seems to be good. Pretend to be all well, but we need to really be all well from within. And this is the best opportunity that Baba gives us to be, to make the best out of the time, a week or two, what we spend here in Baba's home. And it also to take care of our health, take good rest and, you know. And it's very important in order to take the maximum from your trip to Madhuban is to the routine Baba has made. He's very, I'm sure, very sensible in making this particular routine from morning up until night. So if I just keep following the routine, many a times that itself puts me in place. Because this is something designed by God for us. I don't have to use my own, but He has paved a path for us already. All that I need to do is to walk on the path. And as I do that, much of my effort, the word effort we use, I don't have to make an effort because I just have to go. I don't have to make an effort to pave a path, but I just have to walk on the ready-made paved path. Because it's always important who does it, who says it. I do it myself, it's my own dictate, or am I going on God's dictate? Very important. Like many times Baba says, people outside, many of them are leading celibated life, eating pure food, so-called as vegetarian food. But they wouldn't get the result, the fruit, because they do it on their own. But here, we are following the celibate life. We are eating vegetarian food, pure food, because we are doing it because God said this. Big difference? When I do something when somebody told, the highest on high authority has said, then that has a lot of power in it. My dictates don't have power. God's directions and dictates has a lot of power. So who said, who's telling me to do it? That love and faith need to be remembered. I need to remind myself who's telling me, who's with me. Who is holding my hand? Who is making me walk? Who is with me? Who is with me? Who said this? When I remember that, then the rest of the things become seems very easy. And you will enjoy every bit of your journey in Madhuban. Alright? Even if you don't like food, enjoy. Eat with a smile. There's always alternative, you see. That's the best thing in Madhuban. It's too cold. Enjoy. Yeah, you're enjoying the cold? Because this is the season. Human tendency is to complain. If it's too cold, we complain, oh, it's too cold. If it's hot, we say, oh, it's too hot. We are not happy anyway. So now let's develop and enjoy everything. It's cold, fine, it's cold, enjoy. It's hot, it's hot. So I need to develop that skill to be happy and enjoy everything. See each thing, each situation from a different angle. From a different position, from a different view. Yeah? Let us not condition our mind. It's very important to decondition and recondition our mind. And this is the best time and place to decondition, unlearn, and to learn new. Let's not make my mind very stiff and conditioned and rigid. Right? Om Shanti.